All right, everybody, I want you to enjoy the broadcast. This is the Power Call replay for 11-2-2020. That's November the 2nd. And I want you to feel free to tell a friend of yours about the Power Call. And if you don't have the information on the Power Call, I want to give you that information. It's something that I really do like sharing with people, because I think the Power Call is a blessing just across the board. So if you want to share the experience of the Monday Power Call or the Thursday Power Call with a friend, it's the number that they call is 408-638-0968. And the ID is 2499-130389. Again, that's phone number 408-638-0968, then enter the ID number 2499-130389, then press pound and you'll be instantly connected to the Power Call. This is the replay of the Power Call, and again, it's for November 2nd. And if you're a replay listener, I want to thank you. Also want you to consider checking out Patreon. Let me quickly tell you what Patreon is. If you don't know about Patreon, it is an awesome media service. And I have a site on Patreon called David Hunter's Premium Crimson Premium Media. And if you download the Patreon app, which you can get in your app store for free, that's Patreon, Patreon. Get the app, then search David Hunter's Crimson Premium Media, and then check out. There'll be four different subscriptions that you can get. Check out which one you like the most and get it. And they range in price from $11 to $20, but you'll be blessed, and they're very affordable, and they're amazing. The value is amazing for what you get. And the best way I can put it, it is all my best music, all my best videos, teachings, links, everything. It's my best of everything, and you get it. It's for my partners, and it is a way to be the biggest blessing I can for those that are the most impacted by my ministry. So check it out. Also, if you have a prayer request, send it to me at 337-366-6211, and it will immediately go on to the prayer wall. And you can email that at prayerwall. You can email me also at prayerwallrequest77@yahoo.com. God bless you. Enjoy this Power Call replay.
Hi, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Power Call this evening. I'm excited to be on with you and just love the Lord. I tell you what, I am very, very, very excited and really ecstatic about what God's been doing in terms of just the anointing I'm experiencing when I am in prayer and the anointing that I am under as I go through the day. And so I'm experiencing a very deep, in a very, very, what our old timers would consider to be a deep and abiding presence. There's a deep and abiding presence that I'm experiencing. And it is just a beautiful thing in the spirit. And the more people that I've talked to, as I'm talking to many people that I'm friends with, that I consider them to be very, very deep people of the spirit, they are experiencing the same thing. They are experiencing the same thing and things in the secret place. They're having intense encounters. I know many people that are having dreams where in their dreams, there's a sensation that they have in life, they will find out as they go throughout the day they experience something they had dreamed about earlier in the week. I'm not talking about some sort of a weird deja vu. I'm talking about something very, very spiritual and very, very prophetic. I'm talking to many people that are really, in effect, going on these journeys in their dreams with the Lord, only for, you know, 48 hours later or 72 hours later, at the longest, maybe a week later, things begin to manifest, things begin to happen, because the dream they had was what we would consider to be a prophetic dream. But I think we use words like prophetic too often, and we really just cheapen the overall idea of what's happening. But the idea is, and I want you to get this in your spirit tonight, and let's not use buzz phrase language. Let me just tell you the spiritual idea. And the idea is that the Father, or Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and or, as we've read in Scripture, an angelic messenger, perhaps may have a message for a believer. And a prophetic dream would be not limited to this, but I want to expand it to this, would be to where you have an experience where a message somehow is passed to you, either through Jesus, boy, this is some good stuff tonight, or through the Holy Ghost, or through the Father himself, or even through, and Scripture will confirm this also, through some sort of a messenger angel or an angel that's announcing something or declaring something. So what I'm telling you is I am talking to a lot of believers that are having these experiences with what they believe are either, well, not either, but spirit beings. And they are having these experiences in their, what would be considered to be their dream realm or their sleep realm. Now, so when we talk about, you know, young men dreaming dreams, old men and visions, but when we talk about visions and dreams, when we talk about the prophetic, when we talk about God speaking to his people, one of the main areas that God desires to speak to his people is he'd like to speak to his people through the language of dreams, through the language of the Holy Ghost, which is the language of dreams, which is absolutely a valid point of prophecy and prophetic information. And so you're getting heavenly information from a heavenly being. And I'm telling you, a lot of people are getting experiences like that as they are in the secret place and in the glory. And I'm hearing more and more stories of people that are interacting with the Father. One believer who is always on this power call, who just said, David, please keep it anonymous, but I would tell you this, this person is not a fantastical type person. They're not an exaggerative type person. They don't explore exaggeration or experiential whatever. But they contacted me this week and they said, twice this week, prophet. That's what they call me. Just twice this week, prophet, I had Jesus walk in to my bedroom. And twice this week, he told me and gave me information on things to do that I did, and exactly what Jesus said when he visited me came to pass. Now, this is somebody who actually sits under the ministry of this power call. Now, I've talked to three other people that have been experiencing this as well. Know this, I started off the power call by telling you that that's exactly what I have been experiencing. So I want to tell you something. It's a season to dream the dream of God. it is a season to dream with God. And so when I got probably, I guess it would be the last person who contacted me and said, you'll never believe what happened. I had this encounter where I experienced Jesus walking into my bedroom. I was reminded of a parallel scripture reference, Joel 2:28, where it says, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And I would say that that's been consistent for many, 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 many throughout eternity. For as long as there's been young and old men, that dynamic has been there. That scripture is also paralleled in the second chapter of Acts, verse 17. So I want to tell you that the Holy Ghost is speaking to people through the language of dreams. And I would also tell you that Jesus is walking in to some rooms. Now you say, how does this work? Let me tell you this. Jesus can't walk into a room that he does. He never walks. Let me say it this way. Jesus never walks into a room, but yet is unwilling to walk into a situation or a circumstance. So what I want to tell you right now is you are on a collision course. Literally, you are on course with tremendous breakthrough. And you are on course for what I would consider to be a divine turnaround. You are on course for a complete divine reversal. Perhaps that's why you're on this call tonight. And I want to tell you right now, this is the call to be on, because this is the call that as we're on this call this evening, where you will get a word. And I am telling you right now that the Holy Ghost told me this tonight. He said, David, more than 50% of the blessed people that get on this call. Now, this is what he told me. And you can tell your friends this too. The Lord told me that 50% of the people that get on this call, they are literally going to have their spirits watered in the dream realm through the language of dreams. In other words, you are going to have your spirit fortified and watered and moistened and enriched through the language of the Holy Ghost, as it specifically has to do with the seed of the dream of God being planted in you. So this is that kind of a night. This is a night for divine turnarounds. This is a night for blessing. This is a night where I'm going to be pronouncing blessing. This is a night where all evening long, I'm going to be pronouncing blessing. Because here's the thing. When you pronounce blessing, divine turnarounds are connected to that. Divine turnarounds are always connected to blessing and vice versa. So I am going to be pronouncing blessings, and we are going to be believing for divine turnarounds. I'm going to be believing that a Joel 2:28 anointing will fall on your loved ones, that a Joel 2:28 would fall on your husbands, that Joel 2:28 would fall on your wives, it would fall on your children, that there would be an outpouring and releasing of the Joel 2:28 anointing. You know, I was studying in Exodus today, as I was giving a prophetic word for my Prophet's Details Notes broadcast, I'm breaking all the rules on that. That's a whole nother thing. That whole thing's going to explode in a way you just can't believe this month, because I'm going off the reservation on that. We're going to go off the chain. But I was doing the Prophet's Details Notes broadcast. It's available on Patreon. And get the app if you don't have it. But as I was doing it, I literally could feel, and I will just tell you right now, I could feel the blessing of God. But as I was studying Exodus and doing this prophetic word for one of the callers, because that's what the Prophet's Details Notes is. It's a detailing and prophetic word podcast type deal that's only available on Patreon. But as I was giving that word, the one thing that struck me was a passage in Exodus. And this passage in Exodus, I want to say it's the 27th chapter, but just don't quote me on that. But it's for sure in Exodus. And I can amend this later and give you info if I happen to be off. But I believe it's the 27th chapter. And I am one of those overcoming dyslexic. I had dyslexia and have had it my entire life. So I'm constantly overcoming that with the prophetic gift. But in Exodus, there was the study of the blending of the anointing oil. And I was so taken by that. And I will tell you right now, there is a blending of anointing oil for you this evening through the prophetic word and through God's prophet. And when that begins to happen, there's going to be blessing pronounced, and there's going to be divine turnarounds, and there is going to be a Joel. There is going to be a Joel 2 anointing that is released. And I am telling you right now, that is something that I am extremely excited about. So tonight, you just need to lift your hands, lift your voices, get ready, get your spirit postured to receive a dynamic prophetic word tonight. Text one of your friends, let them know, get on this call tonight. Prophet's really digging in tonight. I'm going to dig in and I'm going to pronounce a prophetic blessing over you, but I'm also going to be prophesying divine turnaround, and I'm going to stay hydrated the entire time, both with the water that I have available because of my sweet wife and also what's going on in my spirit. And I know you're hydrated in the spirit as well, and I want you to stay that way. Hey, great information. If you have a prayer request, please send it in to me, 337-366-6211. If you're listening tonight and have a prayer request, 337-366-6211 is the text for prayer line. Please text that, 337-366-6211. Text me your prayer request or your praise report. We'll get it on the prayer wall on the app. Also, if you don't have the podcast, you need to get the podcast. It's amazing. And there's a podcast replay. There'll be a podcast replay of this broadcast as soon as we're done. You need to get the podcast. You're going to love it. It's really, really great. And I send the podcast out to as many callers as I possibly can. And I want you to pass it around too. You know, we do everything in an organic way. I do everything word of mouth, and I like it that way. And trust me, I know how to blow it up on social media, but you know, we're really shifting away from that. I think we've learned a lot this election cycle and where we're at in the country about social media and big tech. That's why it's really important. Imagine, let me just quickly explain, and then I'm going to get to prophesying, but I just want to say this real quick. Let me make Patreon really simple for you. If you wanted to just follow me and my ministry and everything I'm up to, all my videos, my messages, my teachings, my music, you wanted to get a package that worked for you that had one or all of those things, you could get it on Patreon for between $11 or a $20 subscription. I think it's the best value that there is. I went through and totaled up how much money it would, all the product that I offer for each partner on Patreon would be if I sold it on the table. And you can't imagine the value, and you can't imagine what it would average out to per month if you just divided it out and tried to get an average. So the savings is unbelievable. I'm actually going to do a breakdown of that. I think it's some of the best prophetic content and ministry content around. So the app is free. Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. I've got a brand new album that's about to drop. It's a worship music only, music only, music only. And so it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. And I want to just tell you right now that you need to consider signing up for Patreon. You need to consider downloading that app. I've got a brand new, like I said, I've got a brand new app that has been, or not app, I'm sorry, brand new album that I've done. It's music only. And I have people ask me all the time, they'll say, Prophet, could you just do something where it's just music only? Could you just do music only? And the answer is yes. And I asked them, I said, why is that? They said, because when we pray, we don't like to have any distraction. And they said, when we get to praying, it's one thing, but if there's words in the music, then we find ourselves being distracted. I totally understand that. And so I'm releasing an instrumental version of an album that was a bestseller. And it's my, it is my album, and it is an instrumental bestseller soaking classic. It's one of the first soaking records ever. And it's never been released in en masse, and I'm doing it through Patreon this week. I got it all together on that. Also, just someone texted in the text for prayer line and ask about Thursday's Power Call. We have Thursday's Power Call both in a link, in link form, and the every replay of every Power Call that we do is available, and we distribute that through our podcast. So those links are mailed out to everybody, and everybody gets it, and there's access to it. And if not, we can send you a link on that, no problem. But we thank God for Neil. You know, Neil has been working with us, putting those YouTube clips together for us. That's a blessing. And then we also have the app. And listen, I would love to be able to personally send everybody everything, but a lot of what we send out in mass. So, okay, right back on it. So, but I will send that to you. And if you don't have the podcast and you'd like to get the podcast, just you can also text 337-366-6211. You can say, I want the podcast, and you'll get all the replays if you get the podcast of the Power Calls. And then if you want some amazing, amazing ministry resources, and you want to get this new record that I've got coming out, that's an amazing worship record. It's a soaking place, or soaking secret place record. If you would also like to get the Jubilee Jesus and Justice series that I got going right now, or Stormfront Forerunners Masterclass, all that's on Patreon. You need to get it. So we're about to begin to prophesy. Let me give you my giving information tonight, because I'm sure there will be some of you that are praying over an offering tonight, and you're even praying tonight. I know just about everybody who gets on this call, surely you pray, and I know you do. And when you do, not only do you pray about things that concern your family and that, you pray about ministries that you're connected to, and you pray over our ministry. And that's why you're on this call. But I want to invite you and ask you to pray tonight about what to give, what to sow, how to be a blessing. And I want you to pray about being a blessing. And I want you to pray about the amount that you're to give, and, you know, and then just obey the Lord. But I just felt like there are some that are dealing with some things on a personal level where the Lord's asking them to step out onto the water. And I just feel like the Lord's saying, if you'll step out onto the water, I will not disappoint. And I know that He will not. And so for those that are stepping into abundance and stepping into harvest and stepping out by faith, I bless you in Jesus' name tonight. But the giving information is www.extremefaith.net. That's extremefaith.net. And you just hit the donate tab, and you can sow an offering. Or you can do it through PayPal. That's www.paypal.me/PastorDavidHunter. And we bless you tonight. And we're grateful to have you on this Power Call with us. Sow a seed And let's believe that the prophetic word that is sown into your spirit tonight is activated fully so that you can get into breakthrough and so that you can start pursuing your destiny on every level. Hallelujah. So God bless you. Thank you for your giving. I'll give that information as we go a little bit later, but I want to jump in and start prophesying. Caller, the last four digits of your phone number, I just saw you, 363682. That's 3682. I want to just tell you right now, I want to, for those that are hanging in this evening right now, I want you to understand that I'm going to be really, really moving through. I'm moving through into some serious victory tonight and going to pray you through into victory. And we are going to see divine turnarounds. But 3682, this is for you. I want to tell you right now, the Lord is saying, if you'll come to me, if you will come to me humbly, if you will just come to me, and as you come to me and get at my feet, I'm going to give you, not only am I going to give you understanding, but I'm going to give you instruction, I'm going to give you knowledge, and I'm going to anoint you so that you move in wisdom and so that you move in the value of my truth, says the Lord. I'm going to impart wisdom to you. You'll begin to hear me in a very, very sustained way, and you'll be able to get counsel from the throne of God. And my presence will lead you and guide you, and there will be a spirit of burning, bold strength and wisdom burning inside of you. Just like it speaks of in Psalm 37:30 about the mouth speaking the wisdom of the Lord. The Lord also says that even in your innermost, there is going to be wisdom that comes to you that guides you. The Lord says your understanding is going to grow. You are going to be enlightened in the depth of revelation that I'm going to baptize you in. The Lord says I am going to expand you in your calling, and you are going to experience the riches of my glorious inheritance that I have on tap for you. I will do all this according to my exceeding greatness, says the Lord. Hallelujah. We seal that word in the mighty name of Jesus. What an awesome word for you, 3682. Let's just continue moving right along, because I tell you what an evening tonight. God is good. 6134, 6134, this word is for you. And I tell you, tonight is one of those 3682. Get ready for divine turnaround. 6134, I am telling you, there is victory that is coming. 6134, Lord wants you to know that all infirmities have been broken off. Any hindrances are falling by the wayside. Persecution is going to stop, and I'm going to stop any disease and sickness in its tracks. I'm also going to deal with the lies of the enemy that have been spread. The Lord says, I'm going to bring victory, and I'm going to bring my delivering arm to you. When I do this, demonic powers will have no more jurisdiction. Right now, I'm going to release to you my victory through a power channel, says the Lord, and every ruler and power of darkness will tremble and be dashed. Oh, wickedness will be dealt with in the high places. The Lord says, I will bring great victory, and there will be an explosion and an infusion of my faith, says the Lord, and a revelation of the power of my blood. You will begin to declare victory through the shed blood, and you will move into a realm of dynamic kingdom life like you've never known before. Hallelujah. 6134. I seal that word in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Wow. What a word. I tell you what, when you're prophesying, you do know. There's just something about you do know, at least I do. I do know when I am really ringing the bell or when the Holy Ghost is really hitting it through me. And I really feel so much on these words. So a big God bless you. And thank you for joining me tonight. 5255, this word is for you. 5255, I want to tell you right now, 5255. You are moving at a rate of speed that is really, really, the word I would use would be quantum. And this is a quantum anointing. It's more than a doubling. It's more than a tripling. It's more than a quadrupling. It's almost where it's almost like the anointing synthesizes itself and then replicates itself. And it's really like it's squared, if you can understand that. But I want to tell you right now, the anointing on your life is meant to break others out of bondages. And I see you moving in a power and in a purpose that is kingdom. And this will be in line with the will of God. And the Lord is going to bring great harmony to what is his what is the mind, will, and emotions of God. And you are going to come into a place of harmony with what God is saying and doing. You're going to be joined in balance with the revelation of the blood of Jesus. But the things that you feel, the things that are deepened in you and heightened in you in terms of purpose, dreams, thoughts, feelings, so on and so forth, the Lord says, I'm going to move on your behalf and I'm going to bring great revelation to you. Those that would try to stifle the path of the warrior or to try to muddy up the path of righteousness, the Lord says, no, your steps are going to be steady and sure. The arrows that are in your quiver are mercy, grace, forgiveness, love. The Lord says, as you have been willing to die to self, I'm going to bring the power of my word alive in you. And you are going to see, shackles, and you are going to see strongholds, and you are going to see chains broken in the mighty name of Jesus. You are going to have the power not only to reverse and divine reversals on your own behalf, but I would tell you that it is also on behalf of others that you are ministering to and that you have influence over. God is going to do some amazing things in your life and through you. 5255. God bless you and thank you for joining me this evening. 4021, 4021. Let me just tag this, hang steady, hold steady, 4021. Let me tell you tonight, if you're sowing seed, you need to give your seed an assignment. I really believe in doing that. So when you send an offering this evening, when you give, whether it's tithe or offering or just a seed gift tonight, you need to sow your seed and give it an assignment. And here's how you can do it. If you're giving through PayPal or if you're giving through the website, just put three things in the memo there on PayPal that I can pray with you for or that Gina can pray with you for. And we copy the prayer requests. We lay hands on them. We anoint them with oil. We put them in our prayer room. We put them on the prayer wall and we begin anointing them with oil. So please send us your prayer requests. As you do so, see the giving information is www.extremefaith.net. That's www.extremefaith.net. You can hit the donate tab. If you are wanting to give through PayPal in just a direct way, and that's easy for you, it's really easy for me to give that way. That's the way I do it. Then a link to that would be www.paypal.me/PastorDavidHunter. Again, www.paypal.me/PastorDavidHunter. But please give your seed an assignment. Tell me what you're believing God for so I can pray with you about it because we want it to come to pass. 4021, this word is for you. And I will tell you something. I will tell you something right now. God's word is going to be moving through you in an action-based way. I'm telling you, 4021, there is an explosiveness of the Spirit of God that's going to begin to bubble up in your innermost, and it is going to be a game changer for you. Things are going to change. Things are going to shift, and the top is going to come off this thing, says the Lord. I'm telling you right now, I'm thinking about Job 22, verses 27, 28, where it says, you shall also decide and decree. You shall also decide and decree a thing, and it shall be established for you, and the light of God's favor shall shine upon your ways. Hallelujah. There's people sowing tonight. There's real glory on tonight, especially in the giving. If you're believing for a miracle, you seed time, you give your seed an assignment and sow a seed tonight and watch what happens. I'm just telling you, people are responding tonight. 4021. But I want to continue. Job 22, 27, 28 says, you shall also decide, decree a thing, and it shall be what? Established for you. That's Job 22, 27, and 28. And the light of God's what? Favor shall shine upon your ways. I'm telling you right now, 4021, how about that scripture for you? Hey, you're going to be established, and the light of God's favor is going to shine through you. As you decree a thing, it will be established. Can I tell you, that's why you need to decree these prophetic words that are spoken over you? Can I also tell you, 4021, you stand on this word I'm giving you right now. I'm telling you, you are going to be established, and the light of God's favor is going to shine through you. He's going to give you the mind of Christ. You're not going to be scattered any longer. It's going to be a Jude 20 thing where I believe that scripture says building yourself up. Remember, building yourself up in the what? In the most holy faith. But you're going to build yourself up, and you are going to see God move through you in a victorious manner, and you are going to see victory in your life, and you are going to see his hand in victory in a way you have never seen it before. 4021, God bless you, and thank you for joining me. Hallelujah. Whoo, don't you love it? I will tell you right now, I absolutely believe without any, and let me just say this right now, this is without any hesitation whatsoever. I have no hesitation and no reservations about the supernatural nature of the kingdom of God. Let me explain that to you. I'm going to continue prophesying, but this is the whole deal tonight, y'all. You need to meet the supernatural Jesus. This that's going on tonight, every bit of it is geared around the supernatural Jesus and you getting to know the supernatural Jesus. Because when you get to know the supernatural Jesus, you will begin to understand that the blessing of God is not something that you don't have permission to partake in. But you get to, if you remember being a child when you go to a restaurant with your parents, for those of you that used to do that, or when we used to eat in the house, there would always be a little separate table that the kids sat at, which I believe is still the right way to do it, and then all the adults sat around the table. But this is, in effect, an invitation in the spirit to come sit at the big table and to be a participant and to be a partaker. And let me just tell you, this is what is on tap for you as a believer. And if you don't believe it, well, then that's part of the problem. You need to understand that this has all been set in motion for you. 6829, 6829. This word is for you. And I am so enjoying this evening. Let me tell you something, 6829. I'm reminded of Genesis 28:15. What's more, I am with you and I will protect you wherever you go. One day I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have finished giving you everything I have promised you. I want to tell you something, 6829. He will not finish until you get everything he promised you, and that includes divine turnaround. Because part of you getting everything he promised means there are going to have to be some reversals and there are going to have to be some divine turnarounds. And I'm telling you right now, by the authority and by the power of the Holy Ghost inside of me that's flowing through me tonight, you are going to be moving into what he has predestined and what he has anointed and what he has bathed for you. The Lord says right now, you need to understand that I am protecting you and I will not leave your side. I want to go before you in this war. I have a force field around you that will protect you from any attacks that may have been planned. You are going to get to know your adversary and you will not be disrupted, distracted, and you will not be derailed from your destiny. I'm going to unveil my ultimate desire and my ultimate aim for you. And wherever you go, I'm going to hand those places over to you. You need to understand that my glory, my riches, it is going to take you out into a place of freedom, and you will be led out of anything that would be constrictive, says the Lord, or constricted, because I want to release healing to you, says the Lord. I want to release prosperity and blessing to you, milk and honey to you, says the Lord. I've prepared all these things for you, says the Lord. You are my child. Joshua chapter 1 and 3, also Philippians 4, 19. But as these turnarounds and as these reversals begin to happen, you are going to surely know that I will finish and do what I said I would do on your behalf, because your ladder will be greater than your former. Hallelujah. I seal that word in the mighty name of Jesus. And a big God bless you for calling in 6829. What a great word for you. And I will continue this evening as we are just motoring through tonight. 6750. And I'm going to give this word to 6750. And I just want to tell 6750. I hear the Lord saying this. I hear the Lord saying, as you come into alignment with my strength, as you begin to come into alignment with my strength, I will rescue and I will give a satisfaction to your spirit man. I'm going to become a fortress to you, but at the same time, I'm going to switch on the transformer. My unfailing love will begin to be, will be a rudder in your life that guides you through the storms and into the harbor of my peace. This is a place of triumph. This is a place of hope. This is a place of release. As you move forward, you will understand that faith is going to grow in you. And as faith begins to grow, your hearing, your capacity to not only have a knowledge of his word, but revelation of his word and hearing of his voice. And the Lord says, as you build your faith up in the word, I am going to pull you up. I see a hot air balloon. And I said, Lord, what is that hot air balloon? And that hot air balloon is a balloon that's going to lead you up from where you're at now, your current place, your current GPS, and it's going to take you up into the dreams that God has for you, and away from destruction, and away from negativity, and away, it's going to take you away and up into peace, into solitude, into revelation. Some scriptures that I had for you that jumped out were Job 39, 20, 1 Thessalonians 5, 11. And then I love the scripture in Psalms 59, verse 9 and 10. You are my strength. I wait for you to rescue me. For you, O God, are my fortress. In his unfailing love, my God will stand with me. He will let me look down in triumph on all my enemies. That's a promise for you. God bless you. Love you. Wow, what an awesome night so far. I know you're enjoying this because I'm enjoying it. And when I enjoy a power, and I enjoy all the power calls, but when I'm really, really enjoying a power call, I just know the anointing. I know when the anointing is really, really flowing, and it has been flowing tonight. It has been flowing tonight. 8683, 8683. And I want to continue to tell you, give your seed an assignment tonight. This is a big call tonight. But when you sow seed, you give your seed an assignment and you watch. Because I tell you, these words manifest. These words are from the throne. These words are just coming through a conduit. You know, that's all I am. But I will tell you that the word is clear. I mean, when you, there are ministries to this day that Gene and I are linked up with. And I told somebody this just the other day. I said, if I thought, and I mean this, that I could have, when Kim Clement was still living, if I, because I love this ministry so much, and if I thought that I could have access to a prophetic ministry like Kim's, and I'm not necessarily comparing mine to his, but I am saying in terms of accuracy and revelation and spot onness, I'm telling you, it was never hard for me to sow seed. It was never hard because I knew that the ministry that I was sowing into was absolutely not worth it, but I knew it was prophetic. And it's, here's what prophetic soil is. There's every other kind of soil. And then there's the soil that the prophet blesses or that's connected to the prophet. And you sow into that, and what you reap is immeasurable. I just cannot tell you that enough. So when you sow seed tonight, you give your seed an assignment. Send me what you're believing for. I don't care what it is. Whatever you're believing for, you send that offering and you sow a seed and you watch what happens. He'll manifest. 8683, this word is for you. You know, there is nothing too hard for the Lord. The Lord says, even though you may find yourself at the valley or in the valley of decision currently, the Lord says, I am going to give you solutions and answers and you will overcome. You will overcome by the power of my Holy Spirit. You are going to walk in my spirit. You will not walk in the flesh. You will walk in a very, very newly discovered energy in the spirit. Hardship and heartbreak will fall to the roadside. Healing river of God will be released in your life. And even though you have faced situations that have tried to overcome you, you will not be consumed because you are covered by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you are going to move into breakthrough like you have never moved in and through. And I'm reminded of Psalm 34:18 for you. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. Divine reversal, divine turnaround. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, as you cast your bread on the water, it will come back to you. Harvest, 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 harvest. Hallelujah. What a word for 8683. What a great night so far. I tell you, there's not one time that I get on this call that I'm not just blown away, because every time I get on, the people of God are getting blessed. And I know that the people of God are also talking to their friends. I've had so many people that have said, you know, Pastor David, I'm talking to my friends and I'm letting them know about this call. And I would just tell you that it is an important thing. It is an important thing, and it is an important time that we have together as believers when we're on this call together. I believe it's essential. And I believe that we are going to see something amazing. Can I just tell you quickly, can I give you an announcement and tell you, I told you, we were getting close to a conference, and we are. I am going to be announcing very, very shortly 2 days of ministry, and I'm excited about that, and I am hoping that our friends here are going to be, all, and that's all of you, You're going to hear plenty about it, and you're going to want to come to the meeting live. And it's going to be awesome. You say, what's it going to be like? It's going to be fantastic worship, and it's going to be primo awesome prophecy. I promise you, we are going to have a night of prophecy, and it is going to be fantastic. You are going to be blessed by it. And I'm going to be doing one in Houston. I'm going to be doing one in Lafayette. And I'm also looking at doing one in the Houma area. So I'm just believing for that. And so we'll see what God says and does. The great news is we are going to be looking forward to doing some meetings because the Lord has finally started to say, David, I'm going to release you to do that. And I don't do anything that the Lord doesn't release. So I know you're going to be excited to be in some of those, and I'm excited for you to be. A big God bless you. The giving information is www.extremefaith.net, or you can give through PayPal, www.paypal.me/Pastor David Hunter. That's www.paypal.me/Pastor David Hunter. And you can sow a seed and give your seed an assignment and watch it multiply. 74. Let's see, where are you? Did I see you? Are you there? Are you still there? Where did you go? Where did you go? I just saw you. I want to make sure. 7476. 7476. This word is for you. I want to tell you this. That God is soothing. God is bringing an oil. God is bringing a miracle salve to you and a miracle ointment to your spirit. You are about to hit your stride. The enemy tried to take you out, but he wasn't successful. Tried to hold your destiny over you, but the Lord has redeemed you from that, and you were going to move into your destiny and God's promise for you. The head of the serpent has been crushed. Nothing will be able to overturn what God wants to do in this season. You can tread upon scorpions or serpents. Lord says, I've given you power over all the enemy would try to throw at you. Lord says it's a time to start celebrating. Start celebrating, because as you celebrate, the Lord says, I am going to build something amazing that the enemy will not have access to. I will build a fortified dwelling place that will strengthen in its frame, and you will remain strong through the storms of life. My presence will surround you, and you will not feel alone any longer. You will hit your stride because I am by your side. Hallelujah. 7476. What an awesome word for you. You know, we've had some prayer requests that have come in this evening, and there's been some chatter on the line. Let's see where we're at here this evening. I received a prayer request, and this prayer request just simply says, I need prayer for my mental state. I try to stay strong when I'm overwhelmed. I want to tell you something. That is something that's hard for all of us when we're overwhelmed. And just to do our best sometimes to stay strong, to stay on point, as they say, to stay in a place to where we are needing God to do something for us. And it's something that, you know, even our loved ones don't necessarily have an answer for, and our mental state is just chipped away, and we feel like we can't take anymore, and we feel so weak, and we feel emaciated. I'm telling you right now, I'm praying for you, and the strength of the Lord is coming to you, and the joy of the Lord is going to be your strength, and your mental state is going to be strengthened, and a whole lot of believers are going to be praying for you. You know why? Because we found out how to post your prophecy to our prayer wall in real time, or I'm sorry, your prayer request went to our prayer wall in real time. And that's the first time I've ever been able to say that on this broadcast. Also, there's a praise report. The praise report just came in. Praise report said surgery that was to remove a mass and a cancerous cyst on my right kidney resulted in no cancer of any sort, just a mass and a cyst without cancer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What an awesome praise report that is. I love that praise report. You know, I've had several, not just one or two folks. Listen, that is something that needs to be said on this broadcast. Do you know how many praise reports I've had that are similar to that? That's one thing. We keep getting back these surgeries where they're supposed to remove something that's there. It's cancerous. It is malignant. You know, that's what they believe. And then they get in there, run tests again, and they're benign or they're not there at all. Hallelujah. We rejoice with you. And I just posted that praise report in real time, and that went to the PCN app in real time. How cool is that? So that's a new thing. That's something we can do now, and I'm very, very excited about that. And that just really heightens the quality of our calls and our times together. That's a new thing. We've not been able to do that in real time, and now I can do that in real time. So if there's a prayer request that you would have that you want right now before the call is over, 337-366-6211, send me your prayer request. Let us pray for you. Let us, and it doesn't matter what the request is, let us get that up. Let us get that information up on the prayer wall. If you have the PCN app, let me tell you, if you don't have the PCN app, you need to hit me up tonight on 337-366-6211 through a text, no calls, text, 337-366-6211 and say, Prophet, I need the PCN Power Call Network app. I will send you the information for your smartphone or your iPhone. It's free. It's a custom app. It's custom for our ministry. It's tailor-made for our ministry. And it's got all kinds of things, but it's got the Power Call replay on it you can listen to. And there is a place for prayer requests. The big P with a circle on it, that icon is for prayer requests. And there's also two giving links there, but I'm talking about prayer specifically right now. If you have, and you can also send me, and by the way, I'm getting email prayer requests now. And I want to say this, that all of these requests now I can check and send in. If you have an email, I can all do this in real time now. Okay, this is in real time that I can do these things now. If you have a prayer request, you can prayer request at send a prayer request prayer wallrequest 77 at yahoo.com. Prayer wall request 77 at yahoo.com. But that's what we're looking at right now. Just had another prayer request. And this is going to go on the prayer wall. My son Jeremy was verbally attacked tonight by our next door neighbor for telling the neighbor that his pit bull was digging a hole. It was unfair. And yes, that bullying, intimidating, I can understand that. We just break the power that, you know, the enemy loves to come in that way to try to bully and intimidate, but in the mighty name of Jesus, those bullying and intimidating spirits in the mighty name of Jesus, we just declare and decree that those things are of no effect. They've been dealt with. They've been neutered in the spirit. Hallelujah. You're free, and Jeremy's free in the mighty name of Jesus. Thanks for that request, or thank you for that request, and that was posted in real time. Everything now posted in real time as we're on the call. And that is a huge blessing and a huge upswing for us. Listen, again, I want to tell you that I've got a praise report, and I've got to tell you this because it's awesome. You know, this past month we posted a praise report, and the praise report for our Patreon partners was that we uploaded 5 hours. Think about that. 5 total hours of ministry were uploaded onto Patreon. So anybody that had Patreon just about had access to 5+ hours of material. How awesome is that for value for your investment? Now, here's another thing. Not only did we do that, we had 5 hours last month in October. Already, we're in November, already we have 6 hours uploaded. 6 hours of content. Okay, let me tell you about this one thing that's on, because missions, and please, I want to ask you, don't go anywhere. I want you to hear me, because this is near and dear to my heart. I've invested my life in missions. I've invested everything we've ever done, and I've ministered all over the world, and I am and always will be a missionary in heart and in spirit. We've started churches. We've trained people. We've launched revivals, churches, planted churches all over the world, from Africa to Germany, Europe. I put a series of messages on Patreon for my Elijah Elite partners and my Elisha partners on Patreon. If you sign up for Patreon and you are an Elisha or an Elijah offer member, you will get the entire series from Your Hour of Supernatural Expectancy that I taught and preached in Cologne, Germany, at the conference with the same name. You'll get three amazing messages: staying in the river, laying hold of your prophetic birthright, the gate of right timing. How many need the gate of right timing? Hallelujah. All of that is on Patreon. And I'm highlighting my missions ministry. We put up another awesome interview in there also. That was a lengthy interview for a large Russian apostolic group in Eastern Europe. And all of those things are available to my Elisha and Elijah Patreon partners. Also, remember, I want to remind you, I am uploading a brand new instrumental worship album that is only going to be available on Patreon. So get the app. It's free, Patreon. Then search David Hunter, Crimson Premium Media, and then decide what subscription you would like, whether it's the Worshiper Silver, Worshiper Gold, the Elisha, or the Elijah Elite. So I want to tell you, that God is good. I want to tell you that He's blessing us. I want to tell you that the podcast, I want to thank all our podcast replay listeners and share this podcast. Share it. Welcome all our replay listeners. Share the podcast. Be blessed. Sow a seed. Visit our giving for website, our www.extremefaith.net. Sow a seed. And you might even want to sow a mission seed. Once a month, we send a missions offering, and if you would like to help us, you say, what do? We help support widows, orphans in Central America, and we're also doing ministry that we support in Africa as well. And if you would like to help us with those initiatives, you can sow a missions offering, www.extremefaith.net, or you can go to www.paypal.me/PastorDavidHunter, and you will be blessed in a big way. God bless you. Thank you so much. And for those that would like to know more information about the email for the prayer requests, when we're on the call, we upload those in real time, the prayer request email. I got a request. Somebody said, what's that? It's prayerwallrequest77@yahoo.com. And I want to tell you, if you don't have the PCN Power Call Network app, you need to get it. You can text me 337-366-6211. And I'm telling you, if you have the app for PCN and you have Patreon, then you can literally stay connected to the highest level of quality of our ministry without even having to follow us on social media. It's awesome. And we are not going to ever get out of control with our subscription prices, because I want to give our followers and our partners the best value for their resources that they can get, because we love you. God bless you. Thank you for listening to this Power Call. Thank you, Power Call replay listeners. God bless you. Share this info. Pray for our country tonight. the election's tomorrow. Go vote. And we're believing for big things, and we're believing that our country is going to have the rudder of its ship righted in the mighty name of Jesus. And we're going to be believing that God has his way, believing for peace, that anxieties would be calmed in the mighty name of Jesus. God's got his hand on our nation. God bless you. Thank you for joining me tonight.
All right. I thank you so much for listening to this Power Call replay. Again, send the link to a friend, because I think after listening to this replay, you can understand there's so much great scripture. There are so many great words that even though they are personal prophecies for folk, they will be a blessing. And the encouragement is what's out there in the atmosphere of the Spirit. Tell your friends again about the Power Call and let them know. And the best way to really let them know about the Power Call is by sending them this link. Again, the Power Call information is at the front of this link. So if you send the link and you forward the link, then your friend will hear that right up front. So sending this link of our podcast is a great way to let people know about what we're about. And if you share it with a friend, we would really love to hear from you on those that like our podcast ministry and those that send it to your friends. Let us know if you send these links to your friends, these podcast links. Let me know. I would really love to know that. I would really also love some of our friends to share our podcast links more. If I send you a link, share it more. We want to grow this thing organically, and we really want to grow it by word of mouth, because we believe that big tech, as it just continues to censor, and bear down on people, I feel like it's incredibly important for me to stay connected outside of the norms of popular social media. And I think you need to be prepared for that too. But more on that later. So a big God bless you. Thank you for listening, and stay connected to us and tell somebody about the Power Call. I hope you enjoy our ministry, our resources, and the podcast here. God bless you. Have a great, great, blessed day.